8:20, we're going to the Aran Islands off the west coast now, where there's a plan to make the islands and the over 1,100 people who live there energy independent within 10 years. Ronan McGillifórach is from the Aran Islands Energy Cooperative and he's on the phone. Ronan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Energy independent, how are you going to do it?
Well, we have a long-term strategy that we're putting in place, and it'll take, as I said, a long term to get there. But initially, our aim is to reduce how the islanders use, across the three islands, how we use energy, and to reduce that first. So our main goal first is to basically provide insulation and window replacement, door replacement, that kind of thing, and help islanders and public buildings across the island. That's the first step. So in year one, we're aiming to, we're working with public buildings across the three islands, our aim to get that up and running and to show people how that can happen. Also, our main aim is to become a research and development group of islands for people to come and test their products, so whether that be companies or universities, and we're able to bring them here and help them test their products so that they can help us, but we can also help them.
You can't even buy petrol on the Aran Islands at the moment, so everything like petrol, coal, electricity, everything has to come from the mainland. When you hear the word energy independent, I'm assuming you mean creating your own energy. We're talking about wind and other forms of natural energy.
We are in the near future, not directly straight away now, but in the near future, we're aiming to use a combination of many different products across the three islands. We already have three windmills in Inishman that we're aiming to get up and running again quite soon, but we're aiming to have a network of products and a network of technologies working out here. There's no point in a landscape like this that's so heavily protected and with such long infrastructure projects and so on to be considering like large wind scale projects and so on. But we can, on a smaller scale, get local entities to utilize the power on a smaller scale and then bring all that together under a big management scheme. And that's our aim.
Are you offering the Aran Islands almost like a research area for people to go? This almost sounds like an invite to businesses and jobs rather than just making yourselves independent.
Well, it is in some ways it is that as well, but we mean we have, like, there's an island off the north coast of Scotland, the Orkneys, and they do this. They bring research companies in to be able to test their products in extreme environments, and we're offering that as well. One of the big differences for Inishmore is, as you said, we only have one point. Inishmore, Inishman, Inishir have one cargo service, but also we have one electricity service for the three islands, and that comes through one interconnector. So the management and the knowledge of that, of what we've been doing for the last, say, 20-25 years, is here, and we know what we need. We know what to do. As you said, we have an issue with petrol, is just one example, but so bringing fuel to the islands has an increased cost. So the cost of diesel in the Aran Islands for, you know, just cars itself is higher than what it'd be on the mainland.
Talking about cars, there was a project about a year and a half ago on the islands to use electric cars. How has that worked out?
That's worked out quite well. The SCAI, basically in conjunction with, I think, the ESB it was, brought, which is a research project, they brought 8 electric cars to the Aran Islands and they spread them out, and they've been used by people. And what they do is, with that data, they collect it, they see how the distance the people are driving, they take the readings, and they analyse all that up in Dublin. And it's working quite well. It's going to be finishing sometime in 2013. What we're aiming to do is, from the research point of view, all that generation of data and so on, we're looking to be doing that here and not doing it in other places in the future for other projects.
Those cars are still on the island. I remember hearing at the time there was a concern that the cars are very quiet, and on a quiet island, would anybody hear a car coming at all?
Well, the cars are very quiet, but you know, during high winds and so on, you can barely hear another car coming. people are quite used to traffic out here across the three islands, and there hasn't been an incident in relation to that, and people are quite acceptable. It's better to look at it from actually a noise pollution point of view.
Yes, yes.
You actually have a reduction of noise pollution.
Ronan, thanks very much for speaking to us. This is Ronan McGillifórach from the Aran Islands Energy Cooperative, and the time is...